morning. This is your morning buzzcast for Wednesday, January 29th. I'm Rick Ellington. Things are slowly getting back to normal in the NBA, but it's clear that the loss of Kobe Bryant continues to hover over the league. Teams across the NBA once again held tributes to Bryant before last night's games, including a poignant tribute in Philadelphia, where Bryant was born and went to high school. TNT's Inside the NBA held a solemn tribute to Bryant around their broadcast of Celtics Heat last night, with many people taking to Twitter to compliment Ernie Johnson and company on their handling of an obviously very emotional topic. Meanwhile, several players who had been wearing either number 8 or number 24 are beginning to change their jersey numbers in honor of Bryant. To get a grasp on just how much Bryant's death is still reverberating, it has largely made the Super Bowl an afterthought this week and is battling for top headlines with the ongoing presidential impeachment trial. Like I said, things are just now beginning to get back to normal. The attention on the tragedy will start to fade, as it does with any major story with time, but a hole clearly has been left that will take a while, if ever, to fill. It was reported a couple weeks ago that Penn National Gaming was looking at buying a stake in Barstool Sports, and the Wall Street Journal this morning reports that partnership could be announced as early as today. Penn National would buy a 36% stake in the media company for $135 million in cash and $28 million of stock, valuing Barstool at a whopping $450 million. That stake would increase over time and includes options for Penn Gaming to eventually own the entire enterprise. There's no denying that Barstool appeals to the younger demographic, but that is a stunning value for the company. A couple stories coming out of Houston regarding the leadership of their NFL and MLB teams. The Texans have officially given Bill O'Brien the general manager title. Many people around the league already assumed he had been filling the role on an unofficial basis, but that ambiguity has now been erased. It's clear that O'Brien has the full confidence of owner Cal McNair, as the team has made several moves this offseason that seem to be designed to give O'Brien more front office power. Whether the move pays off will, of course, be seen, but there traditionally haven't been that many coaches that have had success with the full range of GM duties added to their sideline responsibilities. Meanwhile, the Astros appear on the verge of naming Dusty Baker their new manager following A.J. Hinch's firing as part of the sign-stealing scandal. The move is generally being seen as a positive for the Astros, as Baker is a baseball lifer who no one believes would put up with the kind of scheming and shenanigans that apparently had been going on at Minute Maid Park the last few years. Martina Navratilova and John McEnroe are apologizing for their actions that landed the tennis legends in hot water with Australian Open officials. However, they're not apologizing for the message that they were trying to convey. In case you missed it, and seen that it took place half the way around the world, you probably did, Navratilova and McEnroe paraded a sign calling for Margaret Court Arena to be renamed for Yvonne Goolagong due to the former's controversial views on homosexuality and same-sex marriage. Tennis Australia officials were upset that the two made their statements on court immediately after a Legends match that Navratilova had just completed, and they even debated revoking the media credentials for both for the rest of the Grand Slam. Navratilova worked for Tennis Channel, while McEnroe is, of course, one of the front faces for ESPN's tennis coverage. Navratilova earlier today apologized on air, saying she was sorry for breaking tournament protocol, while McEnroe issued a statement basically saying the same thing. But we'll have to keep an eye on it to see if the two, or anybody else, picks up the mantle from them and continues that message. That's your Buzzcast for Wednesday. Hope you have a great day.